Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. I didn't have a conversation Thursday. I want to get into that. If you don't know, it's in. The Super Bowl ratings are in. How did they do? How were the they shattered records, folks? Not in a good way. A uniformed officer carried a service weapon into a outback, and since they're a gun-free zone, he was told to leave. So, I hope they get robbed, because then, it's a gun-free zone, we can't have our guns there. Edwin Jackson of the Indianapolis Colts died in a tragic accident with a drunk driver who should have been deported twice. It was an illegal. Where is the outrage? Where's Black Lives Matter? Dropped 1,100 points. And I'm going to get into what people are saying about that, because it went back up 570 points today. They still keep going on about this. They've had these college students and how they disagree with something that Obama said, but they believe it was said by Trump, and it's just great. I'm going to get into the hypocrisy of that in terms of I'll get into it, because it's just something that we need to have happen. You know, we need to have people wake up. Hillary Clinton is talking about how women in leadership is needed to advance human rights. Finally, today marks the 60th anniversary of the tragic Munich air disaster of Manchester United and the Busby Babes, and I'll get into that. So welcome to a conversation that I hope you're a part of. 1 Peter 4:16. But it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by His name. Think about that as you're going through your day today. What a conversation we have, folks. And I want to get into this because I'm used to hearing all this stuff about commercials. All this stuff about Super Bowl commercials. And I've heard of one, and that's via YouTube. And it's like an Alexa commercial where she loses her voice, and they have like Gordon Ramsay and all these people voice over her, you know. That's the only thing I've seen or heard about the commercials. And I will say that it's been said that you can attach a video to YouTube, a commercial to YouTube videos, and have more people see it for way less. And it's actually a better way to advertise. So, but the ratings are in. NBC drew a 47.4 overall rating for the Super Bowl. That's down 3% from last, which was 48.8. It was the lowest rating since 2010. It wasn't super dramatic, but it was pretty bad. So it's just, I mean, people were fed up, but at the same time, everybody stood for the national anthem. Everyone respected it, and even the president said, "Hey, now was that hard to stand for the national anthem?" I mean, No, it's not that hard, folks. It's not hard to respect your nation. Not at all. But the NFL this week lost one of their own, as 26-year-old Colts player Edwin Jackson was killed by an illegal immigrant who had been deported twice. He's black. Not that that matters, but where's Black Lives Matter? Why aren't they there? Why aren't they outraged that an illegal... Now, if it was a white person that had done it, they'd be all over that. It'd be everywhere. They're not touching the story as much as they should because it involves an illegal immigrant. Someone that shouldn't be here. I mean, I saw someone post a thing where, well, Ben Carson wrote that, you know, that if you're an illegal immigrant and you vote, you should have your citizenship taken away. And it's misquoted. And I wasn't going to get, I almost, I don't want to get into World War III. But I'm like, God, that's a misquote, because he basically said, if you're caught illegally voting, you should have your citizenship taken away, because there are people that have been caught voting like 6 or 7 times. Hey, as long as they don't ask for voter ID, I can go to 5 different places and vote. That's what he was talking about. But, I mean, that's where we're at, folks. You know, people want to watch the NFL. They don't want to see politics. People, you don't see them. You don't see politics in football in Europe. Not at all. Not at all, folks. You don't see that stuff. And that's the difference between us, because especially like in European football, you have many people playing from many different countries, and they're taught to respect the nation they're in, not disrespect it. But what's new? What's new, folks? You know, we have billionaire spoiled brats. There's a lady that had won, I forget what state she's in. She won the Powerball. It's like $559 million Powerball. And she's not going to claim her prize until she's guaranteed anonymity and all this stuff. And there's the kind of people that said, no, they should make the odds easier. They should lower the odds, but make it to where you have a chance of winning $1 million. Sounds great, you know. But the problem is with that is because, well, of course, you know, the average person with that much money won't know what to do with it. Okay, if you get the odds easier, then the chances, I mean, even in some of these, with the odds they are now, they've had 2 or 3 people win it. So then you may have like 6 people win $1 million Powerball. Imagine splitting that up, because if you're giving tax-free $1 million, that's not much at all. Most people, they go through that in 5 years, that $1 million, and they're broke. For me, if I got $1 million, I would want to invest it somehow to where I can live off that interest on it. So, okay, maybe I'm getting $30,000 a year, but hey, it's interest. That way I'm not touching the money. See, my wife is like, you're a Cartman. She spends every dime and ain't nailed down.
Whatever.
That's why I got like buckets in the yard buried. Oh, I don't even think the $1 million, if we got it, will last a week with her around. You're the one that told me, when I'm talking about trying to invest it in a way so that we're getting a cash flow so that we don't use that million and try to save as much, you're like, you know, like, yeah, you married the wrong person.
No, it would have to be more than that. You make more than that.
Well, that would just be extra income. because they had a guy. They had one of the Shark Tank people when the lady won like the highest Powerball or Mega Millions ever, like the 1.9 billion. When you divided it in half, saying, okay, let's say they take half in taxes, and then the state takes their half. And by the time you're done, he goes, you're only getting like 100 and some thousand a year if you invest it in all these, in like four banks. You'd only get like 140,000 a year. But, you know, he goes, this is how you would want to do it. Because, okay, FDIC insuring only guarantees you like 100,000 in some cases, in some banks, or whatever it is. So if the bank went under, okay, you would only be guaranteed this much. That's why you'd want to divide the money up. But that's how it goes, you know. I mean, I would want to try to invest it in a way so that we at least have money coming in. That way we're not, you know. That's why I would do that. Yeah, you would be spending that interest. Yeah, my wife is someone that if I won the Powerball, she would not know. You know, because I would remain anonymous. No one would. I would not tell anybody, not even my family. Because then the whole world would know. Because as soon as, if someone knew I won the Powerball, I'd have so many people coming out of the woodwork trying to, oh, man, you owe me, man. No, we've been friends how long? Uh-uh. No one would even know I won it. I would just live my life like normal. I may pay back some people under the table. Here you go. But I wouldn't tell them I won the Powerball or anything. But, you know... She wants to remain totally anonymous. I mean, you wonder what they would do if they wouldn't allow her to remain anonymous. Yeah, I know. But if she loses, is she going to give up that money? Well, technically what you would do is you have someone claim it for you under like a... Because I've had people do that where they have... We're claiming it under this person. Anyway... It's interesting, you know, how this world works, you know. But I didn't win the Powerball, so I don't have to worry about trying to think about how am I going to make sure that we have that money for a long time and not just blow it. Because I would be afraid of that. I'd be afraid of being like, yay, look, I got my 100th guitar today. Or, you know, whatever. I wouldn't want to do that. I'd be too paranoid that I'd not have anything left, that I'd want to save as much as I could and tithe what I could. And so, if you haven't heard, bird's the word, because that FISA memo that the Republicans, you know, if you listen to, and I highly recommend you listen to Rush Limbaugh. He's great. Excellent in broadcasting. He's Rush Limbaugh. That's just, and he's like, as soon as the Republicans release this, all the Democrats are going to say is it's a lie. 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 And that's what they've done.
Yep.
That's what they've done.
But yet they haven't said what's a lie.
Yeah.
Just the memo's a lie.
The memo's a lie. Don't believe anything. It you know, they lied. They made up this whole thing. And we're going to put out our own. Our memo is going to be the truth. Because we're honest. Nancy Pelosi's honest. I wonder if their FISA memo was like the health care bill where they have to release it to find out what's in it. I'm just saying. Wow. But, I mean, they're all paranoid. So, this is how I honestly feel. The government with this Pfizer memo is sort of like the tobacco industry when they did a study on cigarettes and they were going to come out and talk about it. Okay, talk about it. Talk about the, you know, and they were like going to be like, we want to consult over this before you introduce this stuff about the tobacco. You know, well, we got to take out the word cancer. We got to take out the word addiction. Find out. Yeah, they're covering up all this stuff. And that's how they, you know, Nancy Pelosi is like freaking out. Like, I want to see this. I got to, you know, we got to consult over this because, you know, what do you mean? You wouldn't be saying that unless you have something to hide. That's Nancy Pelosi for you. Now, if it was a Republican memo or something like that, oh, we got to release this thing ASAP. But since it has Democrats involved, no. Nope, you can't do that. You can't let this thing be released until we edit to make sure that we're safe. You know. Well, as many of you know, the Dow dropped 1,100 points yesterday, a record day. And they already had people out there saying, oh, well, all these Trump supporters were bragging about the stock market being so well. Are they going to blame him for this? Well, it went up 570 points today. And as if you listen to my radio conversations, you know, I said, okay, when is it going to break? When is it going to get to a point and go back down? It's got to come down at some point. I don't think it can sustain itself going up and up and up and up and up. Well, you supported Trump with this great stock market. Are you going to support him now that it's gone back down? Well, it's all manipulated. I've met people that will tell you, okay, they'll tell you when to buy gold and when to buy silver. When it gets to this low, you buy the gold or silver and buy as much as you can. And when it gets to this much, sell it and you'll make a lot of money. You know, silver is going to get to $10 an ounce. Take out a loan, buy $1 million worth. And then when it gets to $30, sell it. And go from there. And, you know, the stock market's manipulated, all that stuff. I just can't believe how quickly they were pushing. Oh, well, yeah. Well, the stock market was doing great. You're supporting Trump. Are you still supporting him now because it blew up? I'm like, that was the one that basically said the stock market's like an inflating balloon. Eventually, yeah, it's going to get bigger and bigger, but eventually it's going to get to a point where it can't hold any more oxygen or helium, and bang, it's gone. It breaks. It's over. It's going to go back down at some point. That's how this cookie crumbles. We're going to have ups and downs. I mean, I didn't elect Trump to be a nice guy and get along with Republicans and Democrats. I elected him to do a job. And if he's got to be an asshole to do his job, then that's what he's got to do. I didn't elect someone that's going to kiss people's butts. You know, I can see them bribing Trump. Yeah, man. Yeah, we got a condo in Vail. Yeah, so do I. Yeah, man. Well, if you let this pass, man, there's $5 million. So I got billions. Next. You can't bribe them. It's amazing. It's amazing, folks. That's how this... We got someone in there that's doing what's right. I mean, they've already had, I think it is a California senator or whatever that said, oh, I'm going to run for president, and first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to guarantee that wall gets taken down as soon as I get into office. Or whoever Democrats need to fight so that whoever gets in office, that wall is immediately taken down. How does that make sense? Why don't we just have open borders? Just allow, imagine if your country, wherever you are, whether you're in the Ukraine or Spain or Italy or France or Germany, you just had open borders. Anyone could come in. You didn't need a passport. There's no checkpoints. You don't have to check out who you are. You can come across with guns, knives, bombs, drugs. There's nothing, you know, there's no airport security. You can do whatever the hell you want. You know, you don't have to worry. Come to America. Come to wherever. There's no borders. There's no walls. There's no nothing. How does that make sense? It don't. It doesn't make sense, but liberals want it to make sense. But then liberals will spend millions of dollars having number two go around and speak at their colleges and universities, spewing her crap everywhere. And when I mean number two, I mean Hillary Clinton. Because, you know, until we get a woman in politics and stuff, until there's a woman president, we're not going to have true equality and human rights and justice and all that stuff. So that's kind of how it goes. I can't even imagine listening to her. I'd probably throw up if I had to listen to her, let alone imagine being a university and paying to have her speak. I'd be like, no, you're going to pay me to come here. You know, that's how it works. Get old Hillary Clinton. Number two. Human crap all over everything because, you know, we got to have human rights. We need to have, because there's so much inequality because you, yeah, there's so much inequality in this world because you didn't become president because you cheated and still lost. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's just bitter because she cheated and still lost. It's great, though. I love that, though. I love it about Hillary because that's just how it is. You know, that's how this world goes. You win, you lose. Get over yourself. But that's the problem in this world. You know, you're hearing it, and you've heard it before, but you're going to hear it again. And you're not going to hear this anymore. They're going to get someone to run for president, like a Bernie Sanders or a Michelle Obama, that's going to be I'll vote for her because she's Michelle Obama. They won't have to wait. I mean, she'll campaign. She won't have to because they'll just vote for her because she's Michelle Obama, Bernie Sanders, or whoever. They're going to get someone that they're going to vote for them because I'm a woman, she's a woman, I'm black, she's black. They're not going to be able to have a platform to run on because, I mean, they've already tried to give Obama the credit for the stock market because they can't keep covering up the fact that it's been doing so well. And then when it plummeted, it's essentially, oh, well, since you gave Trump this credit, now are you going to give him the credit for it going down? Well, wait a minute. You guys were just talking about how the stock market was doing so well that you couldn't cover it up, so you're giving this because of Obama's policy. That's the double standard in it. I'm here to tell you that those things are rigged. I've seen a CBS investigation where they had this company where the CEO is getting sick and all this, and the stock market, the stock plummeted. And when it went to like a dollar or less in stock, all these politicians bought as much as they could, like millions of dollars worth, and then it went right back up. Then magically, cha-ching, everything went around, and the guy got better, and it went up to like 50 or 60 bucks, and they sold it all, and they made tons and tons of money. And they said it was basically insider trading, but no, that's a politician. They get away with it. But that's how it works. That's how it works. See, in our country, in America, because I know I get people from all over the world listening, you know, that's the issue. That's the thing. We don't trust our government. We don't trust our politicians. We don't. I mean, this FIFA memo showed that the government spied on me. Wow. I'm assuming they've been doing that since the 70s, if not even earlier than that. Well, it's like this SpaceX's Falcon heavy-duty rocket was a successful launch today. And I look at that and I honestly say, you know what? Whoop-de-doo. I've been told by people that, like the space shuttles that NASA uses, that's going up into space with that is the equivalent of going from here to Chicago with a carriage and two oxen. Why would you go from here to Purdue University or Indiana up to Chicago with a carriage and two oxen? Or why would you go from the United States to England or to France on a boat? No, you would take a plane. You would take a car. It's, you know, that like the space shuttles, they have technology 10 times better than that, way more advanced than that, but they don't bring it out because, you know, how did you get this technology? Where did it come from? I've been told by people that we have an energy grid on this earth. We have a magnetic field. That's what makes the compass work. And because of that, they don't want to keep it under wraps, because if you could run the car with the energy around it, you would actually be able to have a car that needed no fuel. Hello, you there? Hello? I have someone calling in. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I got someone on the line, but I can't hear them. I can hear something in the background. But my point is, I think it's a neat achievement. But with this SpaceX's Falcon, I've heard there's a reason why NASA doesn't get into space anymore, because then they're exempt from the Freedom of Information Act. So anything this company finds, they don't have to tell anybody. They can keep it to themselves without having Freedom of Information Act. There was a guy in England that said that he took a regular computer, went on NASA's websites, and they said, oh, he was, what was it? They said he was like hacking into the computers. He's like, well, there were no firewalls. And he said there were all kinds of images. They had like a untouched photos and retouched photos. And there were objects in these images that you cannot explain, and they photo edit them out. So that when you see this image, you see that whatever it is looks like a satellite is not there. He said there's tons of photos where they edit out things that NASA captured that cannot be explained away. But it's one of these things that we have. And also, I mean, it's just a neat feat to see that can happen and things like that. Because it costs a lot of money to get a shuttle up there. Not that it's not exciting to see, but when you've heard that there's technology way better than that, just makes you wonder why they don't want to show it and release it. So, If you haven't heard, in Taiwan, there's a 6.4 magnitude earthquake that struck the area. Two have been confirmed dead and 140 injured. So it's going to be interesting. So. It just makes you appreciate everything we have and all the stuff we do on Earth. And with this tragedy and all the tragedies that are going on in the world, we need to come together, not divide each other as so many people try to do and try to divide our nation and other nations. And, you know, because we're all humans. So. Now, I have not heard any updates on the Taiwan tragedy with the earthquake. Last I did, when I looked on the wire and looked on the net, it was 2 killed, 140 injured. So, our thoughts and prayers do go out with the Taiwanese people and all the first responders out there. And it's just amazing that something that big can happen. It just shows you how small you are on Earth. As you all know, today would be Ronald Reagan's 107th birthday. And it reminds me of how he wanted us to dream big. And dream big. And that's what Trump wants us to do, you know? That's the difference, I think, when I look at someone like President Trump and I look at other presidents, is, you know, it was always like, they always change, there's always like Hillary, or Obama. It was, you know, Trump's all about we the people, the United States. There's a big difference. We're going to have to wait and see how this one goes, but there is a new legislation in place where they're trying to make CBD oil accessible to everyone. I live in Indiana. And they want to pass a law that allows everyone to have access to CBD oil. And it depends if it's hemp CBD or if it's marijuana CBD. Will it be something where all the THC is completely extracted, or will it be there some trace amounts of THC? We'll have to wait and see, because true hemp CBD oil is legal in all 50 states. You can get it. So, we'll have to wait and see on that one, folks, because I really don't know. I mean, I've been able to get it anyway, so it's like, you know, I mean, it's amazing how many people outside the cannabis community don't really know a lot of things you can get and do. And I've heard people that say, if you know where to look online, you can get gummies and all kinds of stuff sent to your house. And that's how it works, you know. Until plants are free, we won't be. We won't be in this country. But that's how it works, you know. Wow. This is very interesting. And this is another thing that I want to get your opinion on this one. An illegal immigrant caught urinating in public in Maryland used a box cutter to viciously attack a man who suggested he needs a bathroom. Oh, yeah, but you want these people here. See, that's when he's used to what he is. And that's kind of how it goes. You know, oh, you want an open border and you want these people like that here? Oh, I guess I'm just taking one or two rare cases and pushing them out. No. Hold on. That's some people, there's probably nice illegals, but you can't pick and choose. You know, sorry, you have illegals. Get over yourself. You may be good, but, you know, you can't have that pick and choose crap. Well, okay, well, you know, some people are going to have to be, you know, taken and not allowed in this country because they're illegal. I don't care if they're great. They should not be here. Look at how many dreamers we have that... How long you been here and you're a dreamer and there's no such thing as... Wait a minute. Yeah, there's a thing called a path to citizenship. Why didn't you try to do something? Why don't they try to do something? They don't. Because they'll lose all their illegal benefits. That's kind of how it goes, you know. People just want, like, everyone to get the same treatment in terms of, well, just because you have one or two people that are illegal doesn't mean that they all should be treated unfairly. There's a lot of great illegals that come here. Well, great. Well, then they should be doing it the right way. It should be coming the right way. But they don't. They come through the back door and then they demand all this stuff. Because we're a needy society. We need. Give me. I want, you know. Most of them get benefits you or I can't. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program. I hope you feel a part of folks, and I really hope you do. And it's just frustrates me when I feel like people want to put others, other nations and other people ahead of us. And they do. I mean, illegal immigrants and the border the way it is, AIDS and MS-13 people and human trafficking, all these things that people don't want to talk about it. Excuse me. But they don't. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to hear about it, you know. They only want to have the good stories, the good things. But that's kind of how this cookie crumbles, you know? At some point, we have to say, hey, we got to put our people first. I mean, John F. Kennedy smoked cannabis in the White House. They don't talk about it because that wouldn't look good. That doesn't look right. That doesn't make sense. You know, they want to showcase all these nice people coming across the border. They don't want to showcase all these illegals that are doing negative things. They don't want to showcase that. You know, they'll take a guy that has 70 beers, takes one hit of a joint and kills someone, and they'll blame the weed, not the 70 beers. Time to move on, folks. Time to move on. We will never die. We will never die. We'll never die. We'll never die. We'll keep a red flag flying high. Manchester United will never die. 60 years ago today marks the tragic anniversary of the Munich air disaster of Manchester United and the Busby Babes. Many consider it to be one of the greatest football teams in the history. Geoff Bent, Roger Byrne, Eddie Coleman, Duncan Edwards, Mark Jones, David Pegg, Tommy Taylor, Billy Whelan, Manchester United staff, Walter Kringer, the club secretary, Tom Curry, the trainer, Brett Whaley, the coach, and many journalists. It's something that we never forget, we'll never die, we'll continue. And, you know, America is not Donald Trump. America is not one person. It's everybody. Manchester United is not Sir Alex Ferguson. It's not Edwin van der Sar. It was not Ruud van Nistelrooy. It wasn't Robin van Persie. It wasn't Duncan Edwards. It wasn't Eddie Coleman or Tommy Taylor. It's the fan base of millions of people. And that's what we try to educate the youngsters on. It's not one player. Look at how many millions they have. I would say Man City has the best program for youngsters. They have the most equipment. Wayne Rooney even had his kids go there for training, like a youth program. How many of those people play from Manchester City in the youth program at Manchester? No, they go elsewhere. Pepe Guardiola and a lot of these other managers and other teams, you know, you need to develop your players to play for you. Man City has some of the best development, but they don't take their players. Matt Busby had a belief in taking young players and turning them into team players. Having them be starting out at a young age and mold them into players and developing the youth. That's what set Man United apart. They didn't want to continue. They said, let's take this rest of this year off. We'll figure out what we'll do. Maybe we're probably just going to close the club. And Jimmy Murphy's like, no, we're not going to do that. No, we're going to get players. No, we got to continue. Jimmy Murphy's the man that, like, saved the club and said, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to start over. We're going to get our youth development. We're going to get those players, and they're going to come up. Liverpool offered players. And when you hear some of the old people that were around when it happened and the tragedies of the tragedy and where were they when they heard it and when they found out, and, you know, there's evidence that if it would have been 10 years later, they would have had probably the medical ability to save someone like Duncan Edwards. Would he have played? Probably not. But he might have lived. But when they went to Munich to refuel, and they took off twice, and the third time when they tried to take off, they weren't able to stop the plane in time, and it went off the runway and crashed. It's a sad situation that we learn from. And that's what makes Manchester United so different from so many other clubs, because we develop our youth. We want people to come up from the ranks of the youth and the academy and the under 21s and play and become a team member. And that's Manchester United. If you're not supportive of that, then you shouldn't be our manager. So it's one of those things that Manchester United, we have Louis van Gaal as our manager one time, and you had David Moyes, and you had Alex Ferguson, and all these managers. Now you have Jose Mourinho, and Manchester's always been one where we develop our young players, and we turn them into team players, first team players. And that's something that I feel he has to get in the because that's who we are. We're a team that plays, you guessed it, our youngsters. And that's how we've always been, and he needs to accept that. I think we got some great talent and some great players, but we got to figure out where they belong on the pitch. I mean, Duncan Edwards, there are many people that consider him, he died at 22, to be the greatest football player of all time. He could play anywhere on that pitch. It didn't matter. He could be in the defense, on the right, on the left, in front. He could be a winger. It didn't matter. He could do it all. And he was just incredible. And there are many people that were around when he was a footballer that said, hands down the greatest player of all time. Oh, you just know, it doesn't matter. The tragedy just shortened his time. He was the best footballer of all time. Bar none. I mean, there's people that say that Cristiano Ronaldo will not be the footballer he was today, if he was 20 years ago, because they allowed more on the pitch and he wouldn't get as many goals because it would allow a lot more contact. Yellow and red cards were not as easily given. So it's just surreal every time it comes around to the Munich tragedy and all the stuff that goes along with it. And it just makes you think of back to why you're a fan. Because win, lose, or draw, you're there, you're watching, you're excited. I mean, there are people that have had season tickets for years. Like, oh, since 61, I've had season tickets. Or since 59, I've had season tickets. I went to games going back further, but it was from, like, 59 when I got season tickets, but I saw games in 58, 57, 56. So it's just one of those things. But time marches on, and so do we, folks. And as you know, today is the 6th, and coming up soon is Valentine's Day, folks, so make sure you do something for your wife. I've done a little bit for my wife already, but I'll probably make dinner or something for her, or do something. You know, I do a little bit something because she has something for my birthday. Maybe. We'll have to see. She may not. We're conservative, so we're the people that have nothing because we work for everything we own. That's not a joke. But I'm looking at selling some stuff on eBay. But you know, And I thought, well, there's some like new Dutch company that you're going to be able to use on there. But I guess until 2023, you can still use PayPal. And even after that, they still might be able to. So it's going to be interesting to see, because I guess I can still try to make some money on the side. And I've heard this. I don't know how true this is. Well, I've heard it's true. But like if you take and... if you take and like sell anything on eBay, if you sell one thing, you technically that's considered income. You have to claim it on your taxes. So, because they say it's something that there are so many people that sell more than one thing but never claim it. Technically, by law, you're supposed to, but no one. Excuse me, no one does. But yeah, I think it's kind of funny though. I mean, yep, you're being audited. Yeah, you sold a 10-cent piece of bubblegum on eBay and you didn't claim that income. Yeah, you owe $1,000. That's kind of how it works. The cookie crumbles. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. But yeah, make sure you do something nice for your wife if you can afford it. Get her something, do something for her. I mean, to me, it's not that big of a deal because I do something for her all the time. I got her that little mailbox and I always put little notes in there. So, and something pretty cool, you know. Yeah, and it doesn't cost much. Oh, yeah, it does. It means the world. And if anyone, you can give me a shout out whenever, but yeah, we have like a basket that we fold out. We put your dirty laundry or clean laundry in. And I'm sure there's someone out there that's going to be like, well, your laundry basket, you put like the... I know people probably have, this is only for clean and that's only for dirty ones. And we don't care. But anywho, our cat lives in the damn thing. He loves it. And I don't get it. Maybe there's some cat whisperer that listens into the show that can kind of PM me or write me or whatever and say, hey, that's what it is. It doesn't matter. It does not matter, folks. Not one iota. Not a matter. Don't. Oh, the kitty. He wants to be, you guessed it, in that damn clothes hamper. Yeah, if you ever get a long hair tabby like we have, be prepared to live in fur, eat the fur. I thought I was getting older faster. I'm like, where are all these long gray hairs coming from? Oh, it's my cat. It's white hair.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
That's your story and you're sticking to it.
Yep. It's the cat's hair that's gray, not mine. No, trust me, I have a gray beard when I don't shave. I'd have to get that just for men beard bowl, whatever crap. Oh, well. What a conversation we've had, folks. Just do your research. We don't care what you believe in the conversation. Just know what you stand for and what you know. And make sure it makes sense. Which a lot of times it doesn't. And I should be good. Oh, yeah, I did have a show last Thursday because I had a sleep test. So I got to find out what that is. It makes me wonder because one of my friends at my work had it done, and she had to have it done at home. They gave her all this stuff because it was way cheaper because the insurance wasn't covering any of it. And I'm afraid, like, because I took a shower there, I'm afraid there's like a $500 fee for me using that little tiny airline bottle of no tear shampoo and then probably the shower. But what's funny is when they're there, they're like, well, you need to take Dawn and make sure you get all this stuff out, because how would you at home know how to put, because she put like a thing on here and marked my head and did all this stuff. I'm like, my wife who does home care might be able to have somewhat of a better idea of how to do it, but still, I wouldn't even have figured it out. Yeah, I'm all that crap. Who knows? And she said she had to do it at home because they wouldn't cover it, the insurance. I'm like, well, they told me my insurance is covering it. It's probably deductible, so I'm probably going to have to pay the full Remember, with the firm alliance of the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till this Thursday, good night and goodbye.